Okay, so in this section, we are going to start to look at creative generative AI tools, because language models are not the only AI game in town. Of course, most people are familiar with ChatGPT, but the other AI models outside of the LLM world, such as Midjourney, DALL-E, 11 Labs, and many, many others, many of which are new and have just gone live this year, are extremely useful and extremely enjoyable. And so what we're going to do now is take a look at some of these creative generative AI tools, such as Midjourney and DALL-E and Suno and Udio and all of these other ones, and see how we can use them both personally for fun and also very specifically within a business workflow context. So these non-chatbot generative AIs are extremely slept on and ignored. But if you run a business, make videos, market online, want to get traffic, or are a creative person and just want to have fun, then these multimedia generative AIs are great. Secondly, these AIs chain together. So if you go and look at anything that I use to actually make money, my websites, my sales pages, my products, my videos, my creative ads, my emails, everything that I do basically combines at least two AIs together, with the language models very often acting as a prompt generator or a reasoning agent in the context of building out a multimedia creative of some kind. But then there is a second component, or in some cases a third, fourth, and fifth component, which is very often a generative creative AI tool, which then takes that raw text, that prompt, that script, whatever it is, and turns it into some kind of multimedia output, a video, a sales page, a banner ad, an email that we can then actually monetize. And so we're going to work out in this video series, we're going to work out exactly how to do that. And in the process, we're going to get to hang out with the cool AI kids, because what you actually find is once you move out of the confines of the language models, the people in these communities, the people using these tools, are very, very kind of different. They are very creative, and that, of course, has good sides. It also adds some complications to the mix, but we're going to talk about all of that as we go through the training. And so I regularly use design in my business to market my own products, to market other people's products as an affiliate, to drive traffic, and I've, you know, been using design in this way for 15 years. And if I had to sum up my experience pre-2022, pre the launch of ChatGPT, Midjourney, and all these other tools, then I would sum it up as 15 years of design pain and cost. Now, I'd estimate around 25% of my business is kind of creative and relates to these multimedia files that these generative AIs have now touched on. And to explain how substantial the change has been to image and video and voice and music, in this space because of generative AI, I'll give you a few examples. So in 2020, I was building a website, a large SaaS software tool that required stock photos to power it. And to do that, I needed to go to one of these stock sites and buy a load of vector images. Now, I actually remember spending over $1,000 on these vector images and, quite frankly, being very resentful about it, because at the end of the day, it was just some vectors and I didn't even get that much of an extended license. So it was very, very expensive for what I considered some basic kind of vector images. Now, at the time, I actually remember buying one image, which was actually a collection. So even though it was, you know, an individual image I was purchasing, within the image, there was like 6 to 8 different vectors that I could use. And I remember thinking how incredible and how clever I was that I'd been able to get hold of, you know, these stock photos for only $100. So that kind of shows you what the cost was for these types of images back in 2020. Now, fast forward to 2022, and we were launching a crypto project, an NFT. And at that time, we paid a designer to create one of the images for the project, paid him over $1,000. And again, we were very, very happy with that cost. That was done by my business partner, who had experience in the space, had a lot of contacts. And, you know, we were really, really happy with that. Although it took several weeks for the designer to actually put this together. Fast forwards to 2022, and I actually got my first taste although I didn't know it at the time, I actually got my first taste of a Midjourney generation, because there was an NFT project that I discovered that kind of went viral. And I actually managed to buy one of these NFTs and then flip it for twice what I paid for it within just a few hours. Now, at the time, this was a completely new style of image, of NFT, and I had no idea where it had come from. And then I found out, I think, around August 2022, that actually this image had been generated by AI, and specifically it had been generated by a new AI called Midjourney. And I believe at this time it was around Midjourney 3.1, give or take, or maybe just Midjourney 3. But this was a Midjourney generation that I paid, I think, $70 or $80 for, and then immediately flipped for around $150 to $200, okay? So this is kind of showing you, these three examples are kind of showing you the previous cost and the previous time and the previous energy pre-generative AI that went into these multimedia assets, and the amount of cost and time that came with them as a business person. And as you're about to see, the impact that generative AI has had on this is utterly transformative, okay? And because of the tools that I have at my disposal, I'm no longer reliant on the stock sites, no longer reliant on designers, and I'm now an elite designer, an elite photographer, an elite musician, an elite voiceover artist and influencer, if I choose to be one, because I have all of these tools at my disposal. And if you're not aware of them, or even if you are aware of them, but you don't know how to use them, I'm going to bring you up to scratch on all this as well. But remember that the real value comes when you chain and combine these multiple AIs together to make these multimedia assets. And I'll give you some examples of how we can do that, both with the agents and without the agents as well. So hopefully this is going to be a very exciting section for you. And irrespective of whether you want to do this for fun, you want to do this for business, I definitely recommend you don't just stick with the LLMs and the chatbots. I suggest strongly that you consider getting into generative AI and creative AI as well. So let's dive in.